Hey, Leo here for actualized.org. And in this episode, I'm going to be talking about the illusion of success, how successful people are not happy the way that we usually assume. Be careful that in trying to get more, you don't end up with less. There's a very deep illusion within you that keeps you from growing to your full potential. And this is the illusion of success. And this got imprinted into you as part of our modern culture. What is this illusion? It goes something like this. You see celebrities all around you in the news and in the movies. You see your successful friends, you see your coworkers who are striving to climb the corporate ladder and acquire stuff for themselves in life. Maybe you see certain family members who have a lot of money. And these people, they seem happy. It seems like they're doing it, they're achieving it, they're living the right life. They're out there doing the normal stuff. They're not sitting at home reading books and doing personal development. They're out there engaging in life. They're having fun. They're working hard and they're putting their lives together. And then you see these mega achievers in the newspapers. You see these Bill Gateses and Steve Jobs and Elon Musks who do all these big things in business who are just like killing it out there. And you think to yourself, that's what I need to be like one of them. If only my life was like that, then I would have the money, and if I had the good looks, then I would have my hot girlfriend or my dream husband, and then I'd have the great social circle, and I have freedom and time and money to travel and to do all these exotic things, and then I would have a really exciting life, and I would be doing big things with my business. I would be doing significant things for the world, for the economy, and that is basically the epitome of self-actualization, right? That's the illusion. And this illusion is further fed by all these false role models that you see highlighted in the news and in Time magazine and across the internet. Arnold Schwarzenegger, Elon Musk, Tony Robbins, Oprah, Steve Jobs, Donald Trump. You know, whoever your role models are, these all feed into this illusion. Now, Trump is an interesting example, actually, because you might think like, well, Leo, who would take Trump as a role model? Actually, you'd be surprised. I had a client about 2 years ago, a coaching client of mine, who we would Skype into coaching sessions. And this guy was really into success. And so he wanted help from me to kind of organize his life, help them put some productivity habits into place and so forth. And one day he was just picking my brain about stuff related to productivity. And then he starts talking about his role models. And his role models are all these like mega successful people. And then, of course, Trump comes up. And this was a couple years ago. So Trump was like just starting to get into the presidential race. And I knew this guy was trouble. But my client is telling me like, oh, but Leo, like, look at Trump. And I'm like, why do you bring up Trump? And he's like, well, look, he's got the perfect everything. He's got the perfect house, the perfect lifestyle, the perfect wife, the perfect kids. It's all so well put together. And I'm sitting there and I'm just trying to contain my shock and kind of laughter because of my jaw is agape, at how he's trying to emulate Trump and that he thinks that this is his role model and this is what he wants me to coach him to be like. And this client was a fairly successful guy already. He had his own little small business that he was working on and he was doing well for himself and he was a well-educated guy, well-put-together guy. So he wasn't just some redneck, in the countryside or something like that. That's an aside. But anyways, you gotta be careful with all these, what I call false role models. These role models, society puts them out there as these very successful people, but you got to be very careful. So this happens with celebrities. Also, you might fall into this trap with PUAs. Whatever PUA teachers out there, pickup teachers that you're following, be very careful. Because all these people, the PUAs, the celebrities, and all these others that I mentioned, really what they're giving you is they're giving you a veneer of success. This is all an illusion. All of this is surface level stuff. These people are not happy at all. At all. At all. These people are on drugs. They're addicted to all manner of things from gross to subtle. They are addicted to success. They are addicted to work. They are addicted to ego. They are addicted to manipulation. They are stressed. They are overworked. They are depressed. They just have a lot of stuff going on in their lives. Granted, but that doesn't mean very much. It's got very little to do with actual fulfillment in life, and it's got very little to do with your actual development as a human being. These are not high-quality human beings. They just happen to be mega successful. And that's a very important distinction to draw. What these people are really is they're masters of manipulation. And they have found their niche in life, which has allowed them then to become very successful. By masters of manipulation, I don't necessarily mean that they're manipulating you in some nefarious way, although many of them are. I more mean that they are masters at manipulating life and themselves. So they have become very, very good at manipulating their situation and their lives and the lives of everybody around them and the lives of their audience so that they have this sense of success. And it works to a large degree because you create this bubble around yourself of success, and then you're able to trick yourself into thinking that, well, because I have all this success and I'm able to manipulate reality so effectively, that that means that I'm a good human being, that I'm really developed, and that I'm really happy. Whereas in fact, it's a hollow victory for these people. And of course, we see this in the news periodically with various celebrities who commit suicide or overdose on drugs or have behavioral problems or get angry and rant at people or whatever, right? We see their true colors once in a while, but only once in a while. And generally, though, what we have in a culture is we have this this illusion of success. And then this illusion is so deeply soaked into your bones, you so believe in it that you think that this is what self-actualization is about. What it's for is to help you to do that. Well, I got news for you. You're envying the wrong people. All these people that you envy, these are the wrong people. If you actually became like them, and here's the really counterintuitive and difficult to believe thing, is that if you actually became like them, you would be miserable. You would be absolutely miserable. And your life would be a mess. Even though, on the surface, you would be able to put on a good appearance, and everybody around you would think that, well, this guy really has it all together. Look at him. I want to be like him. That's the illusion. And it's a very dangerous illusion. There's also this echo chamber effect in our culture, because our culture feeds into this and it creates this illusion because it largely only highlights external successes. See, the common mob doesn't understand anything but material and gross things. Their minds are not subtle enough to tap into the subtle aspects of life. And therefore, they can't really even start to self-actualize because they're chasing external, gross things. And our culture feeds into this because it's very easy to sell success and resell success. That's why you have all these magazines like Time magazines and Fortune 500 and all of these. What do? They package and sell the illusion of success by putting these people on their front covers and then writing articles about them, how they're successful. This person, this millionaire, that billionaire, how much money they made in the stock markets and what kind of company they founded. None of that has anything to do with real success in life. That's all a veneer of success. But see, it's easy to sell that because once you've got that thing going, people are bought into that illusion. Now you can sell them courses, seminars, books. They buy your magazine. They read your self-help books. They read your biographies. They take you as an expert, as an authority in your field. Then they want to hire you as a consultant. And so it just goes on and on and on. The success gets resold. This illusion gets resold over and over and over again. And really what it is just like a pyramid scheme of success, because it's only like the top of the pyramid that can survive, because they're riding on the backs of the base of the pyramid, which is the common masses, which will never even rise to that level of success. But the shocking thing is that even if they do, even if you do manage to go from the bottom of the pyramid all the way to the top, you'll realize that the whole thing was a sham to begin with, because even the people at the top are not really happy. But oftentimes they don't know it, because the mind is very tricky. And of course, when you're at the top, to maintain this whole structure, you're going to have to lie to yourself in sneaky ways that you're not even conscious of yet, that actually it's working and that actually you are happy. It's very easy to trick yourself into thinking that you're happy when you have a lot of money and a lot of power and you're very good at manipulating your circumstances. Very easy to trick yourself into that. It's very easy to coast on celebrity status and to milk celebrity status and to turn any bit of recognition that you get or any publicity that you get into money and into more publicity and into more success. And so this creates this cycle of never-ending success chasing. What we need to do, if you really want to unleash your potential in life and you want to really grow in the proper manner, is to shatter this illusion right now. Otherwise, you will waste decades of your life, if not your entire life, misled, going in the opposite direction of where you need to go in order to really grow and to be really fulfilled. But this illusion is very difficult to shake. It's not enough just to hear me say it once, because like I said, it's an illusion that goes down to the marrow of your bones. It's a very deep cultural paradigm that you are trying to shake here. So what needs to happen is we need to come back to it over and over and over again, have you thinking about it over and over and over again to undermine this illusion until you stop believing in it. So let's get to work. First, make a very sharp distinction in your mind between success and happiness. These things are really orthogonal. And oftentimes they're actually opposite, in that to become happy, you're going to have to let go of success, not chase more success. And that by chasing more success, you're actually making yourself miserable. It's also important to understand the fundamentals of how happiness works, because it works in very counterintuitive ways. What you need to know about happiness is that every human action is always aimed towards maximizing happiness. I don't care what it is. It could be a terrorist. It could be Hitler. It could be a rapist. It could be your politician. Pick anyone you hate whose actions you despise, and realize for a moment, just for a moment right now, that they are actually acting in what they believe will produce the most happiness for them. Hard to believe. So why then do they act in such stupid ways? Well, for the same reason that you act in stupid ways. Because from the inside, it's very difficult to see that your actions actually aren't moving you towards happiness. Because like I said, happiness is a very counterintuitive thing. It's easy to lose track of when your actions stop working and producing happiness. Because the success will seduce you. See, you start off planning your actions to maximize your happiness, and your actions and your happiness are like this. They're together. And you sort of assume that that's how it's going to keep being. But then you start taking more actions, start getting a little bit of success. You start assuming that, oh, success is the same as happiness. And so these things start to drift apart, though. You don't really notice that they're drifting apart. Your happiness is going one way. Your success is taking another way. But see, the happiness is a very abstract and airy-fairy thing. It's intangible. It's subtle. It's going this direction. Your success is a gross material thing. It's money in your bank account, it's cars, it's houses, it's your growing business, it's how many people know your name, it's your audience, your number of subscribers, you have all this, and it's going this direction, you see. And you just assume that, oh, well, this This is the same thing as this, because as you're getting this, it's sort of addictive and it's stimulating, right? Oh, I got more subscribers. Like, oh, I got more money in my bank account. I got a new car. Oh, all that's addictive. And then, oh, I got a new girlfriend. Look, she came to me because she saw my success. Oh, okay. And so now you think, oh, now I'm really living the good life. And you're living into this illusion of success. And now, by that point, you're completely 180 degrees now in the opposite direction of happiness. And the trick with this is that the reason this is such an easy separation that happens is because happiness, what is happiness? It's such an airy-fairy thing. It's an emotion. It's a feeling. And many people live their life as though they're very rational and pragmatic. So a rational, pragmatic person, when he puts on the scale happiness over here, this airy-fairy feeling of happiness, and then a car, a house, lots of stocks, money in your bank account, and a hot girlfriend or a husband and a family and vacations and fancy Italian restaurants and all this stuff over here, which one is he going to value more? You see, it takes a lot of wisdom to value this over all of this. You see that? It takes a lot of wisdom. Your problem in life is not that you lack success. That is not why you're unfulfilled. That is a huge part of this illusion. We tell ourselves that, man, if I was just doing a little better for myself, that would really do it for me in life. My life would be great. That is not the problem. The problem is that you fundamentally misunderstand how happiness works. That's the real problem. Because if you really understood what happiness is and how happiness works, you would not be under this spell, mesmerized by this illusion of success, chasing it. Success is largely about manipulating reality to fit you. That's what success is about. That's how you acquire success. You want a lot of success? Become a really good manipulator of reality, and you will have massive success. Happiness is the opposite of that. It's about surrendering yourself to reality. This is where people go wrong, is they misunderstand this. Surrendering yourself to reality and not getting the things you want. See, you think that to be happy, you need to get all the things you want. And the more you go and you pursue these things and you get them, eventually you will realize what I'm telling you here now, which is that actually happiness is about being okay and happy with exactly whatever you have, even if you have nothing. Now, that's easy to say. The trick is, how do you start to embody this? You might think, well, Leo, this is all kind of basic stuff. I mean, why aren't you talking about more advanced topics? This is such a basic topic. This is like a topic for newbies. No, no, no. This is a very fundamental topic. Even if you're pursuing enlightenment, even if you think you're doing all this advanced personal development stuff, you're probably still wrapped up in the illusion of success. I know, because to a large degree, I still am, and that's something I struggle to shed every single day. It's a real challenge. You need to really deeply grasp what I'm saying here. That happiness is about surrendering yourself to reality, not about acquiring things or even acquiring what you might call the good things or the spiritual things, like a loving relationship. If I acquire a loving relationship, then I'll be happy. That's better than acquiring money. No, that's still a very wrong-headed approach to happiness. Happiness is not something you acquire. It's your capacity to surrender yourself to this very moment right now. You need to grasp this to such a deep level that your entire life starts to unravel. And the reason your life is going to start to unravel, and it's going to be scary, is because you've spent probably 20 or 30 years of your life, if not more, building this entire house of cards of success on this assumption that it would make you fulfilled. And it's very difficult to admit to yourself that it's not going to work. So when you hear me talking about it right now, you might very easily be in denial about it. Not just for a week or a month, but maybe for the next 10 years, you will resist what I'm saying until finally you have enough of this illusion of success and it becomes so sour, you get so disenchanted with it that you come back and you're really able to deeply grasp what I'm saying here. And when that happens, that will be the beginning of true growth for you. That will be the beginning. And you will realize how much time you've wasted, decades have been wasted, just to get to the beginning of this path. That's why this topic is so important. I really need you to understand that you can never, ever, ever, never, ever have happiness. Happiness is not something you have. It's not something you acquire. You can only be happy right fucking now, with exactly what is, without manipulating what is, without trying to make it better, without trying to make it fit your desires. Happiness is about making your desires fit reality and not about making reality fit your desires. You see how it's exactly the opposite of what we're taught by our culture it is? And no wonder then that so many people are not truly happy, even though they project a veneer of happiness. But deep down inside, they're hollow. What you really want in your life is you want to develop a connection to being. And being is that which is right now. Whether there's an itch in your ass or on your foot or something's going wrong with your kids, or you didn't get the new job you wanted, you didn't get the promotion you wanted, or your car broke down, you got a flat tire, or you have a health problem, or you're running low on money. Whatever your situation is, if you're connected with being, you can be happy through that. Regardless of that, that's unconditional happiness. That's being happy all the time. So just think about this. Do you want to be conditionally happy or unconditionally happy? Which do you want? To be conditionally happy means that your happiness depends upon success, freedom, money, your comfort, the possessions you have, and everything basically going your way. Think of how fragile that is. Does that strike you as a wise strategy for living life? To be conditionally happy, to be putting yourself further and further into a situation of conditional happiness. Does that sound like a good life? Does that sound like a smart investment into your future? To invest a lot of time and energy into that? Because you will invest years into this. Or does it strike you as a better investment to invest that time and energy into developing your connection to being such that you can be happy without relying on success, freedom, money, or comfort? Think about this right now. Think about it. Be very conscious here. You have to actually think through the logic of this, because that's how something's going to shift in your mind. Don't just agree with me and just say, oh, yeah, I already know that. I already know money won't make me happy. No, at what level of depth do you know it? Because when you really know it, your whole life will change. All your actions, all your motivations will change radically if you really grasp what's being said here. This is not easy stuff to grasp. If someone told me this stuff 5 years ago, it would just go in one ear and out the other. It's taken a lot of work for me to get to this point where these things really resonate with me, and then I'm passionate about communicating them to you because I want them to resonate in you as well. But if you haven't laid your foundation, I'm worried that it'll go in one ear and out the other. Now, you might say, but Leo, getting X, whatever X is, money, sex, husband, marriage, whatever, kids, getting X will make me happier. I know that in the past, these things have made me happier. I get something I like, and then I'm happier. Look very closely at that. It only seems so. The key word here being seems. It seems so. But really, this getting X is like a drug. You get X, and it boosts your mood a little bit, but then a week later, you're just back down the baseline, and you need another hit, and another hit, and another hit, and another hit. But in the long run, it never works. You're just delaying the real inner growth that needs to happen in order to develop your connection with being. You're just putting that off till another day, to another day, to another day, because you keep telling yourself, no, just one more thing, one extra thing. Let me just acquire that house or that girlfriend or that yacht or that whatever. And that will do it for me if I just get that one thing. But then notice you've been doing that your whole life and it hasn't really worked. And you keep saying, no, I just need that one extra thing. This time I know it'll really work. Do you really think it'll work? Think about it. Really take a look at all the stuff you've acquired in your life and how it hasn't really made you fulfilled. And in fact, the more you acquire, the more miserable you become. Because success is very addictive. One success is never enough. It never satisfies. Notice this is a general principle of life. What this creates is a never-ending cycle of achievement, constantly acquiring more and more and more and more. But when you're going in an orthogonal direction to where you need to be going, you're never going to get there. Can you see that? If you need to go north and you're going east-west, you're never going to get north. You see, that's the problem. It's very tricky. You tell yourself, oh, well, if I just keep going east a little bit more, eventually I'll get north. No, you won't. You're just going to go east. You're never going to get north. Success is very addictive because it's very hard to say no to success. Notice this as well. When you're doing well and people around you are telling you how well you're doing and then the world and the economy is rewarding you for doing so well, it's ridiculously easy to convince yourself that this is the right path and that you should just do more of it and more and more and more and more. And that's exactly what these millionaires and billionaires and these venture capitalists and Silicon Valley CEOs and the Donald Trumps of the world, that's exactly the game that they're playing, is this game. They can never say no to success, and then they're hooked on it. It's their drug. And some of our best people, our brightest minds, are lost to this trap of success, and they are lost forever. Forever. This absorbs and sucks in your entire life. You know, a drug addiction can take up quite a bit of your time and waste a lot of energy. But a success addiction, nothing eats up time and energy like a success addiction. It'll eat up decades. And also, once you acquire the success and the money, what are you going to do with it? You're going to use it to buy comfort, aren't you? And comfort is extremely addictive as well. So the success feeds comfort, and then the comfort feeds the desire for more comfort, which then necessitates pursuing more success. And so your life becomes about maximizing comfort without realizing that maximizing comfort is not how you develop fulfillment in life. Actually, you get yourself more and more stuck. And then this is why people get really depressed and ultimately suicidal, is because they realize that all this time that they spent developing their comfort and acquiring all this stuff, all this success, has really led to a miserable life. Now, with that said, does this mean that you should be a lazy loser And of course, the answer is no. Success principles are still important to learn. There's value in pursuing success in that it does build some discipline in you, and it teaches you what does work in the world, what doesn't work in the world. It develops some robustness within you. So those are all good things. The only thing you need to do is you just need to apply these principles of success to the right areas in life, what I would call the wise areas. Like if you applied the principles of success, not to business, for example, but to the pursuit of truth or to the pursuit of love or the pursuit of being or the pursuit of authentic relationships and authentic communication, which has virtually nothing to do with typical marriages or typical relationships. These would be good places to apply the principles of success that you have learned from running your business or from being successful in pickup or from being successful with whatever else. See, but these are much less tangible things. And so if you've been addicted to success, it's going to be very hard for you to make that switch from going from something that's so gross, like pursuing money or business success or success with women, to now pursuing something like success in truth seeking. But that's the solution. That's what we're talking about here. We're talking about making a really big shift in what you're motivated towards in life and why you're motivated towards it by understanding the deeper dynamics at work here. You need to deeply grasp that what you want is happiness, not success itself. And then when you grasp that, then try to convince yourself to pursue the happiness directly. Eliminate all the side roads, all the detours, go straight for the happiness and see what that means for your life. It might mean some radical stuff. Don't get sidetracked by the parade of chimps. The parade of chimps are all these people, these chimps in suits, these chimps in tuxedos that you see on the cover of Time magazine, who are put up there as these successful chimps that you're supposed to emulate. See that for what it is. It's just chimps in suits, chimps with dollar bills, chimps that know how to manipulate the stock market, chimps that know how to start a new mobile app or some new venture capital project in Silicon Valley. But they're nevertheless chimps. These are not developed human beings. They're not high consciousness human beings. You're envying the wrong people. Who you should be envying are the monks and the yogis and the saints, not these guys. So keep questioning this culture of success that you've been indoctrinated with. I've been indoctrinated with it too, and I've spent a lot of time questioning it. And the deeper I go into my spiritual work, the more I realize how hollow it is and how it just is just a parade of chimps. And just because everyone's in the parade and the parade makes a lot of noise and it's very flashy, it sounds like, hey, I should be part of that parade. But the more I grow, the more I realize that, man, I've wasted so much time being part of that parade and that it's time to call it quits. Do that questioning until you stop believing in this. This whole illusion needs to be shattered. When you do that, you will be on track for some of the biggest growth that you've ever experienced in your life. All right, that's it. I'm done here. Please click the like button for me, post your comments down below, share this episode with a friend, and lastly, come check out my website, actualize.org. I have a blog, I have a forum, I have a book list, I have a life purpose course. I keep posting new stuff to the blog, so check out that exclusive content and stick with me for more in the future.